Left off discussing the Gemara above Metzian Daf Yirama Beis, machlokis between Ravina and Rav Sama. The Gemara mentions, how is it possible to assume that a chatzar is mishum shlichus? After all, a chatzar can be utilized to be kone b'toras geneva, and if that is true, why not apply the principle of ein shliach l'dvar avera? So both Ravina and Rav Sama comment that it must be that chatzar is different. According to the view of Ravina, the only time we assume that ein shliach l'dvar avera is if the shliach himself is considered to be a bar chiyuva. Mashen came when it comes to a case of a chatzer, then everyone agrees that yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Rav Sama writes, it's not dependent on whether it is or is not a bar chiyuva, but rather whether it is one who makes any form of decision at all, whether there is a form of bechira, whether iboy avad, iboy lo avad. And certainly that's not true when it comes to a chatzer, and therefore it's possible to envision those cases. The Gemara writes, what would an afkamina be? Let's assume, for example, you have a kohen damar leYisrael, say, v'kadesh isha grusha. In such a case, according to the view of Ravina, that Yisrael is not considered to be obligated in this particular isser of a kohen marrying a grusha. In such a case, we would assume that yesh shliach l'dvar avera. According to Rav Sama, we assume that ain shliach l'dvar avera, because who says the shliach will necessarily follow? It's not an automatic system comparable to that of the chatzer. So Tosus points out the following kash. We began discussing that Tosus writes, if one should assume that there is a malchus daraisa when it comes to the maisa kedushin, therefore it's very relevant to know whether yesh shliach or ein shliach l'dvar avera. But Rav is of the opinion of kidesh lo eloke va'aloke. Only when there is a maisa bia, then is there malchus. So that's case of all that there is the maisa kedushin here and now, there is no onish at all. So therefore, what is the machlokis between Ravina and Rav Sama? Good, according to Ravina, in principle yesh shliach, and according to Rav Sama, ein shliach, but there is no onish at this point in time. And kisha ba'al, so of course, right, the Baal, the Mishaleach, is the one who received the Onish of Malchus. So Tosus has two terutz. And the first terutz of Tosus is the following, that Achar Kach Kishaba'al Loke Av Al HaKedushin. And that's very relevant. Who will receive that Onish? Well, if you hold like Ravina, that Yesh Shliach LeDvar Averus, therefore the Baal will be Loke Shtayim, not only for the Maisabiyah, but also for the Kedushin itself. According to Rav Sama, that would not be the case. Ein Shliach LeDvar Averus. Tosus, the second teretz, a very great kiddush, that no, forget about the issue of onesh. We want to know if there is a chalos kedushin. When we say ein shliach l'dvar avera, is there bittel hashlichus or is there not? If you assume like Ravini, ein shliach, they are married. If you assume like Rav Sama, that ein shliach l'dvar avera, that means the Torah does not recognize that shlichus at all. And in such a case, the kedushin is not chal. So these 2 days in Tosus, a very great kiddush, not simply when it comes to issues of onshin, but whether there is a chalos. In the next nafkamina of the Gemara, for example, when it comes to hakafa that you saw, the Sigi Bava Metzi and Daf Yud, there you can't speak about a chalos. The act of hakafa indeed occurred. The only question is one of attribution. But if you're speaking about a case of a maisa kedushin, the first question you have to ask yourself, is there a chalos? Is the maisa kedushin chal? That will depend on yesh shliach or ein shliach, because ein shliach, the dvar aver, literally means the Torah does not recognize that shlichus. We mentioned possibly to an extent, as Levush Mordechai writes, that one could argue that maybe that's dependent on divrei harav as opposed to the gzeras hakosuv. Perhaps the issue of divrei harav is simply a question of culpability. The gzeras hakosuv, if the Torah does not recognize such shlichus, so therefore perhaps that means it is not chal. But one perhaps could argue in either direction, based on divrei harav or based on the gzeras hakosuv. He pointed out to Diuk in the Rambam as well, in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Gneiva, to assume that the Rambam indeed maintains, as the second day of Tosus, Bittel Hashlichus. Because when the Gemara gives you the case of Bava Kamen of Ayin Aleph, regarding Tevichel Mechir in case of Tavach B'Shabbos, the Mishnah Melech points out, the Rambam says the following, I appoint a Shliach in order to do a Maisa Shrita, and V'Shachat Lo Hashliach B'Shabbos. And he, on his own accord, decided to do so on Shabbos. The implication of the Rambam Shita would be, is if that was part of the empowerment, if the Mishaleach would say to the Shliach, Shchot li behemezu b'Shabbos, in such a case, that would not be the case. Why should it make a difference of whether I just said, Stam, do a Maisa Tvicha, and b'shachad lo hashliach b'shabbos, or whether that was part of the ma'aseh shlichus. If you hold it's a matter of onshin, that should not make a difference. When it comes to dalad v'hei, there is shlichus. When it comes to Shabbos, there is not. But if you argue that ein shlichus, the Rav Eretz Tosfos writes, means bitul shlichus, so in such a case, then you understand this beautiful diuk in the Rambam. If all the shlichus is tvicha, so then that is shlichus, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. However, if I appoint the shliach to do a ma'isa tvicha on Shabbos, immediately when I tell him to do so on Shabbos, already ain shliach l'dvar avera, and that results in bitla shlichus. And the bitla shlichus does not mean he remains a shliach for the ma'isa tvicha, but not as far as the chilul Shabbos is concerned. The Torah doesn't allow any representation or authorization if it involves the dvar avera of Chilul Shabbos. So in that particular case, if he will do the Maisa Shchita, in such a case, of course, he's Mechalel Shabbos, but I would not be Chayiv Dalet Behei, because the Maisa Shchita does not relate to me, to the Mishaleach, because after all, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Averas. That was a diuk in the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam perhaps assumes as well as the second day in Tosas, how to understand Ein Shliach L'Dvar Averas in terms of Bittul Hashlichus. Tosu says that this kasha gets off the ground according to the shita of Rava. Rava who maintains that kidesh enoloke ba'al enoloke. What exactly is that issue? Whether you require kidesh u ba'al? The following chiddush. When it comes to various types of arayos and yisurei bia, there clearly are differences when it comes to tfisas kedushin. When it comes, for example, to that which we assume is gili arayos, we assume halacha is the view of Shimon HaTimni. Shimon HaTimni that maintains that arayos is defined by an iser kares or an iser misa. Only then do we assume that there is no tfisas kedushin. Only then do we assume the blood is considered to be a mamzer. This is a sugya yevamos and daf mem tes. Many different shitas, five different shitas in Tanaim. What constitutes mamzerus? We assume, like Shimon HaTimni, that if you violate an Isser Lav or an Isser Esay, of course it's Yisrei Bia, but the Vlad is not considered to be a Mamzer, and of course there is Tfisas Kedushin. When it comes to Arayos, namely a Chiyuv Kares or a Chiyuv Misa, in such a case there is no Tfisas Kedushin, and in that case, of course, the Vlad is considered to be a Mamzer. What does that mean? Well, when the Torah says, Lo Yikach, Lo Sikach, in the context of Arayos, what exactly does that mean? Do not marry. What do you mean marry? Do not do a Maisa Kedushin? There is no Tfisas Kedushin. So obviously, when the Torah tells us that there's an Isser of Kicha, it means Isurei Bia. It means one is not allowed to be Mizana with an Eishes Ish, or Achoso, or Imo, Bito. It doesn't mean that the Maisa Kedushin is considered to be forbidden. Bashab Shatik Maisa Kedushin is irrelevant. It has no chalos whatsoever. The issue, of course, here is the following. What about when it comes to not arayos, chave misos, chave krisos? What about when it comes to chave lavim? Because there is tfisas kedushin when it comes to chave lavim. Let's assume, for example, a kohen will marry a grusha. There is tfisas kedushin. A kohen gadol marries an almana, a lav, then an essay. There is tfisas kedushin. Now one can raise the following issue. If that's true, since there is tfisas kedushin, now when the Torah says lo yikach, lo yikachu, what does that mean? Does it mean a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha? A kohen gadol cannot marry an almana? Or does it mean that no, just like when it comes to arayos, it is not marriage, there is no tfisas kedushin, but rather it means isurei bia? So hu hadinami when it comes to chave lavim, or chave lavim vesei, or chave esei as well? That's the critical issue. Is it an Isser Bia Ke'ein Arayos, or do we assume that no, it's considered to be an Isser Kedushin? So this is the Chiddush that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Isser Bia in Perek Tesvav Halacha Beis, where the Rambam writes the following: Mamzer Shenasa Yisraelis. Let's assume, for example, that a Jewish woman marries a Mamzer. That is considered to be Osir. Lo Yovo Mamzer Bekal Hashem. So the Rambam writes the following Chiddush: that Kevan Shabalo Achar HaKedushin Lokin. The Rambam writes, after they get married, if there is bia, so in such a case, malchus daraisa. In other words, the Rambam requires kidesh uba'al. True when it comes to arayos, that is isurei bia. You can't require a prior kedushin. There is no tfisas kedushin. But that's simply because there's no possibility of tfisas kedushin when it comes to gili arayos. But if you're dealing with an isser lav, like mamzer, for example, it's not isurei bia, that the maisa bia between the mamzer and the Israelis is what is forbidden, but rather it is the maisa kedushin, namely kidesh uba'al. That is considered to be the chiddush that the Rambam writes. The kidesh uba'al is necessary. After all, the Rambam writes that ein lecha b'chol chay ve'lav v'mishalok al ha'be'ila below kedushin. You don't find a case where there is going to be an iser bia without kedushin, with one exception. The Rambam writes, ela kohen gadol be'almana kamo shi'is ba'er. The Rambam writes, when it comes to ol chay ve'lavim kideshu ba'al. Mashen came with one exception, and that is almana l'kohen gadol. When it comes to almana l'kohen gadol, in such a case, that is an iser bia, even without kedushin. The Rambam writes, as I will later explain. Where is that Rambam? That's the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Gimel, Hafilchas Iserei Bia, where the Rambam writes the following chiddush. When it comes to almana l'kohen gadol, in such a case, there, that is an iser bia. Even though the Pasuk uses the same terminology of lo yikach and lo yikacha when it comes to a kohen marrying a grusha, a kohen gadol marrying an amana, but they're worlds apart. A kohen marrying a grusha, a kohen gadol with an amana, it's an iser bia, even aside from any requirement of kidesh baal. And how do you know that this is true? Mecha teisi, that one should argue that there's a different definition, a different hagdara to the iser. When it comes to a kohen and a grusha, as opposed to a kohen gadol amana, the Rambam writes the following reason. Shenemar, the posuk says, lo yichalel, lo yichalel. What does that mean? After all, kevin shabala chila uposta l'kohuna. An almana is allowed to marry a kohen, almana can't marry a kohen gadol. But what happens if there is a maisa bia between this almana and the kohen gadol? That's called nivala l'posula. And what happens as a result of that? Now this almana, who up until this point could marry a kohen, there's no iser for an almana to marry a kohen. However, chilos atzma, now because of nivala l'posula, she's a asur l'kohen. So you see that that maisa bia is a meaningful maisa bia. That affects her status. She is now asur l'kohen. A grusha l'kohen. Before the maisa bia, she was asur to the kohen. After the maisa bia, she's asur to the kohen. So that maisa bia itself does not alter anyone's status at all. In a case of a grusha l'kohen, it doesn't create any iser. So therefore, lo yikach means kidesh baal, a form of kedushin. The one unique case the Rambam writes, where you have such a maisa bia, even aside from kedushin, that will create a psul, is the case of a kohen gadol almana. Now, in such a case, the Rambam writes, that is an iser bia. Up until this point, she was muteris l'kohen. Afterwards, chilla, posta l'kohuna. In such a case, that's true. When it comes to a zona, a chalala, a grusha, the Rambam writes, harehein mechulolos v'omdos, kodim bilasan. The bia doesn't create any new status. In such a case, that's the old iser of kidei shobal. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid, in Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis, that earlier Rambam that I mentioned, writes that that's not true. The justice, when it comes to arayos, there is an iser bia, no need for a kedushin. Obviously, there's no possibility of kedushin. Hu handinam, when it comes to chave lavim as well. Good, there's a possibility of tvisas kedushin, but the Torah doesn't require kedushin. No, just as lo yikach means lo yavo, hu hadinami, the same is true when it comes to chave lavim. That's a fascinating machlokas. Rambam and Ravid, this is what the Chassidim discusses in mitzvah tav kuf samach gimel, right? The difference in terms of kicha when it comes to chave lavim as opposed to aspects of arayos. So the Rambam requires kidesh uba'al, kidesh uba'al, with exception of aman ha'kohen gadol. Why is that true? Why is it that you require kidesh uba'al? Are each half considered to be part of the Hagdara Se'isr? Kidesh uba'al, that the Kedushin is be'isr ba'vera, the Bia is be'isr ba'vera. That's the Rambam Shita. The Torah tells us, lo yavo mamze bekal Hashem. So therefore it means, kidesh uba'al, shnehem be'isr ba'vera. Or perhaps one could argue, really, it's not true. It's not really that the iser is kidesh uba'al, but perhaps one could argue the following. The pasuk says that lo yavo mamzer, for example, or a case of grusha l'kohen. Perhaps the Rambam sheet is the following. What is the iser? The Rambam maintains, no, it's not an iser simply of biasnos. That's not the hagdoras iser. The iser is a bia shel ishus. When the Torah says lo yikach, it means bia shel ishus. as opposed to a stam bias nus. If it's simply a bias nus, that's not part of the iser of lo yavo lo yikach. The iser is a bias shal ishus. Well, how do you have bias shal ishus? Well, obviously, then the preliminary stage must be kidesh shobal, but kidesh just simply sets up the iser bia. It's not that the kedushin is considered to be part of the avera itself. It's not that they are shnei chelkei ha-iser, shnei chelkei ha-avera kidei shuba'al, but rather the Rambam assumes it is a yishal ishus which is forbidden, and obviously that can only occur, right, if kidei shuba'al. But there are very different ways of understanding whether the kedushin is part of the iser, or whether no, the iser is a bi'ashal ishus, obviously. It must be preceded by some ma'isa kedushin, otherwise it's just a random bi'asnus, and that is not what the Torah, in fact, is addressing. There is a unique case the Torah mentions of a psu'adaka, or krushavcha. You know what's unusual about psu'adaka or krushavcha? The following. Right? Let's assume, for example, the kedushin was beheter. The kedushin was absolutely beheter. And then subsequently, right, the Baal became a psu'adaka. So in such a case, now there's an iser. The kedushin was absolutely beheter. And something subsequently occurred that rendered the Baal a psu'adaka or krushavcha. Now, right, they are forbidden to each other. Let's assume, for example, now a ma'aseh bia takes place. Now, is that called kidesh u'baal? Is that kidesh u'baal? Was the kedushin be'iser? Of course not. The kedushin was beheter gamur. That's a unique case. In all those other cases, there was a pre-existing iser. Psu'adaka is a case where an iser can surface la'achar ha-kedushin, la'achar ha-nisuin, where the kedushin nisuin was mamish beheter gamur, but now there's an iser that all of a sudden kicked in now. If they were to have a ma'aseh bi at this point in time, is that called kidesh u'baal? If you understand the first approach, that the kedushin has to be the isra ba'avera, that was not. If, however, you argue, no, the Ram just means lafuke bias nus. It is a bia shal ishus. So in such a case, that of course is called a bia shal ishus ba'avera, even though technically speaking, in such an instance, the ma'aseh kedushin was beheter gamur. So these are two ways of understanding the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is not mufurish. Doesn't weigh in on that case of nasab suadak or lachar hanisuin, but lachar, that should be enough kamina in terms of the two ways of understanding this requirement of kiddush shobal that Tosus, in fact, is referring to. I had mentioned the kiddush of Noda Behuda that's found in Evan Ezer, Madura Kama, and Simen Ayin Ches. This is one of the known shuvas Noda Behuda, where the Noda Behuda was dealing with the following case that Ruvain was megareshes ishto. Did so bal karcha, and that of course is an avera. When it's not allowed to be megarish ishto bal karcha, that is included in what we term the cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom, in order to go ahead and to do so. Even though that is true, one is not supposed to do so, but the gerishin certainly is chal. The complicating factor in this case in Oda B'Yuda was the guy didn't want to do so himself. He's going to force the get on his wife. So he appointed a shliach to go ahead and to do so. But that's the issue of the Noda Behuda. Here, once you have our sugya, ein shliach the dvar avera, so maybe one could argue that there is no shlichus, and therefore the get is not considered to be a get. The Noda Behuda points out that one would have to couple, right, two issues in order to assume this get is not considered to be a get. Number one, the assumption Noda Behuda is, megarish es ishto bal karcho is nisr derabanan. That was the iser of cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom. Maybe one could have argued that no, that's not true. The cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom just simply intensified, right, that fact. Right? Cherim means that there's a klalas bezdin. If a person does so and he dies, we attribute his death to the fact that he violated the cherim. Right? And therefore the person's a rasha and the different halachas and shiva and so on. Just because something is a cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom does not mean that it's heter gamar midaraisa. And midrabana now, the iser, it's created Yeshmiayin, but the Noda Behuda assumes that this iser, the Gareshes Ishto Bakarcho, that is an iser Drabanan. And this is one fascinating discussion. Whether in an Avera Drabanan, can you argue that Al Pidin this has the status of Ein Shliach, the Dvar Avera, if Midarais that's considered to be Eter Gamor? That you can take a look at the Mishnah Melech in Ochos Malvalova, Perakei Halach Yadalit, a lengthy piece in Mishnah Melech. To what extent can an iser Drabanan qualify something as the Dvar Avera to assume Ein shliach ledvar avera? But that's not enough. You have to also argue as the second day of Dosus, And that is that Ein Shliach HaDvar Aver is not just a question of guilt, it's a question of Bittul HaShlichus. Since this involved the Dvar Aver in such a case, therefore he is no longer a Shliach, and therefore the Isha is not considered to be a Gerusha at all. So the Chor, one would argue that these are exactly our two deos in Tosus. So no, the Yehuda writes the following Chiddush, not necessarily. In this particular case, everyone would agree Ein Shliach the Dvar Aver is Bittul HaShlichus. Everyone agrees that that's true. That's not the two deos in Tosus. The two deos in our Tosus are much more subtle. Normally speaking, when you deal with a case of Shliach the Dvar Avera, the Avera is Nigmara Miyad. Now, the Avera is immediate. Let's say the case we discussed in the Rambam, the Chilul Shabbos, Tavach U'Machar. Where was the Avera of Tzvicha? Where was the Avera of the Chilul Shabbos? The Avera is immediate. Tosus is dealing with a far more complex case. Tosus is dealing with Rav Hashita of Kidesh Ubal. What does that mean? That A, Kedushin, B, Baal. As of yet, what did the Shliach do? All the Shliach did was the Maisa Kedushin. All the Shliach did was set the stage for the next step of Baal. Where? Baal Oke. That's the Chiddush that No Debuda writes. The Chiddush of our second day of Tosus, which is a great Chiddush, is Ad Kedei Kach. Even if the Maisa Vera is incomplete, even then you assume Bittul HaShlichus. The Kohen is not supposed to marry Grusha. And if he does marry Grusha, the next step will be Ba'al Okeh. Even at that point in time, we'll assume Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera. But if you're dealing with a case where the Dvar Avera is immediate, solely a result of the act of the Shliach, Chilul Shabbos, or in this particular case, Gireish HaSeisha Bal Karcha, in such a case, then everyone agrees, the Nodabiyuda writes, that results in Bittul HaShlichus. That's the Chiddush of Nodabiyuda. That is not Tudeis and Tosus. In other words, one cannot line up, as we did earlier, Tosus with the Rambam. The Rambam is a Dover Poshut, and Tosus is the great Chiddush. In Chilul Shabbos, so therefore, that is the Dvar Avera, Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera. Here there's a potential Dvar Avera of Kidei Shubal. So in such a case, then you can debate. You could argue as the first day that that is not true. That's the Chiddush of Noda Behuda, that Lahalacha we should assume. In normal cases, Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera means Bittul HaShlichus. Only in the subtle cases where the Avera is pending, then you can assume that the Shlichus is able to withstand the potential Avera. And this is against the Nesivis. The Nesivis in Simen Kuf Pei Beis maintains that no, that according to the first day in Tosus, Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera just simply means one of culpability, one of onesh, one of attribution, but the Shlichus is considered to be Kayam, but regardless of whether the Maisa Avera is Miyad or whether it is considered to be that which is La'achar Zman. The two days in the Gemara, Bava Metzin Daf Yud Amud Beis, Ravina and Rav Sama, seem to debate the following issue, whether indeed a Bar Chiyuva is needed or whether it is not. According to Ravina, Bar Chiyuva. According to Rav Sama, you need a Bar Bechira, Ibai Avad, Ibai Lo Avad. Is that really so simple? That according to the view of Rav Sama, Bar Chiyuv is absolutely irrelevant. So if you look in the Shita Mukovetzes, and that's Zogia B'Metzir of Yudim Abeis, the Tamir Rabbeinu Peretz, it's Dira Maska Lahach Lishna, Shita raises the following kasha. According to Rav Sama, you don't need a Bar Chiyuv at all. You don't need a Bar Chiyuv. So then, how do you understand our Gemara? Divrei, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomim. That's the Shita Mikubetzis is Kasha. If Ein Shliach LeDvar Aver is based on the Svara of Divrei, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomim, so Ravina is 100% right. How can Rav Sama say, even if you're not the Bar Chiyuva, Well, if you're not a bar chiyuva, how can you apply the svara of divra d'riya tama, divra mishami? That's the kasha of Rabbeinu Peretz. Maybe one could argue, we suggested yesterday, the diuk and Rashi, the fancy of the shitose, that Rashi only mentions the svara of divra d'riya tama, divra mishami within Ravina, when you read that sugi and bava metzira v'yunabeis. Rashi never invokes the svara, according to Rav Sama. Maybe in Ochinami, one could argue that if you're working with divrei harav, that's correct, then you require bar chiyuva. And within Rav Sama's Shita, maybe that's not true. That was Ahar and Rashi. Rashi only mentions the Svara. Or maybe one could argue, as we saw, a group of Rishonim as well, that Limaskana, as the Ritva writes in our Gemara, Divrei Rav is no longer true. The Gemara starts out with the Svara Pshuta, but the Gemara says it's based on Psukim. And therefore, you're no longer operating with Divrei Adirei Tam Divrei Mishonim. In such a case, Rav Sama will argue, Bar Chiyuva is not relevant. But if you look in Rabbeinu Peretz, the Shita Kobetz says, Rabbeinu Peretz answers very differently. Of course, Rav Sama agrees to Divrei Adirei Tam Divrei Mishonim. That's critical. That's what's driving the Salach of Ein Shleach L'Dvar Aveira. However, Rabbeinu Peretz writes, V'yishlamar mikomakom shayach l'meimar Divrei Rav. Why? Mishum da'avar alif ne'iver. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Peretz. What, according to Rav Sama, this is Heter Gamor? This is Heter Gamor? Of course it's not Heter Gamor. So good, this Yisrael who is the Shliach is not Bichlal, the Yisraelav of a Kohen marrying a Grusha. But what does that mean? He's fully innocent, he's a Tzadik Gamor. As a result of what he has done, in such a case, now there's a violation of a Issa Daraisa. So in such a case, that is sufficient. That is sufficient to apply the principle of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomim. That's the Chiddush. Of course, Rav Sama agrees, Bar Chiyuva is necessary. But Lif Neiver is sufficient. In fact, one could raise the opposite kasha. According to Ravina, if it's Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomim, why is Lif Neiver good enough? It has to be Migufo Shel Iser. The fact that the Torah says, don't do this because Lif Neiver, that's not enough. That's what Tosus is bothered by. The Tosus in Bava Metzia and Daf Yirma Beis Dramaskil De Amar, Tosus is bothered. And even though he's not a Bar Chiyuva, he's a Yisrael. But isn't there an Yisrael of Lif Ne'iver? And isn't Lif Ne'iver sufficient to apply the Svar of Divra Divrei Atama Divrei Mishomim? So Tosus writes a very great Chiddush that no, Af Agav De Over Mishum Lif Ne'iver, Lo Mikri Bar Chiyuva. That's the Chiddush of Tosus. Lif Ne'iver is insufficient. Insufficient in order to meet the requirement of Bar Chiyuva. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva in that sugya of Metzida Huna Beis argues that's not true at all. How can you argue Lif Neiver is not called a Bar Chiyuva? Lif Neiver is insufficient to apply the principle Divrei Divrei Tam Divrei Mishomim. So how do you address Tosus as Kasha? Even if you're not a Bar Chiyuva, you're Yisrael. But isn't there Lif Neiver? So the Ritva writes, there is no Lif Neiver. If there would be Lif Neiver, so of course. Then Ravina would argue Bar Chiyuva and Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. In this case, there is no Lif Neiver. Why is there no Lif Neiver? So the Ritva has two possibilities. Number one is the following. Kidei Shubal. Kidei Shubal. If the Issa D'Oraisa will be Kideish, well, of course that's Lif Neiver. But since Kideish is just a step, and we had our two possibilities now, either it's part of the Hagdaras HaYisr of Havera, or simply it means now setting up a Bias Shalishus, so the Ritva writes, there is no Isra Lif Neiver against Artosis. There's no Lif Neiver. Yeah, I had a hand, that's true, but there was no Maisever as of yet. Since the Kedushin is dependent on the subsequent Bia, the Ritva writes, there is no Lif Neiver. But in a classic case, of course he'd be Chayev. That would be called, right, a Bar Chiyuv and Ein Shliach, the Dvar Avera. And then the Ritva writes another Svara. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Daf Yudim Abayz mentions a classic case of Lifnei Iver, where there is a Nazir on the other side of the riverbank who's desperate for wine but doesn't have any access to Yayin. And I go ahead and I toss him Yayin, and he drinks. So in such a case, the Gemara says, that's Lifnei Iver, that's what we call Trei Avrei Denahara. What does that mean? That without my participation, he could not violate the Avera. No, he doesn't have any wine. Unless I toss it to him, he's not going to violate this Isser. The Ritzvah writes, and what about this case? This is called Trei Avrei Denahara? Certainly not. Let's assume, for example, the Shliach refuses. He says, Kohen, you should know better. You shouldn't be marrying a Grush, and he refuses to do so. So you know what the Kohen could do? He'll be Makadish, the woman herself. For whatever reason, the Kohen decides to do so, Ayde Shliach. And if that's not an option, he'll do it himself. So the Ritzvah writes that Hayachal Akashal Atzma, and therefore, Lo Choshu Trei Avrei Denahara. There is no Lifnei Iver. If there would be Lifnei Iver, then of course the Ritva writes. That would meet the requirement of Ravina, Babar Chiyuva. So fundamental machlokas between Tosas and the Ritva. According to Tosas Ushita, Lifnei Iver is insufficient to label you as Bar Chiyuva. According to the Ritva, however, no, Lifnei Iver certainly is sufficient, certainly would label you as Bar Chiyuv, and therefore Ein Shliach L'Bar Aver, but in this case, for one of two reasons, there is no Isser Lifnei Iver. What is the Machlokas then? So if you look in Shita Mekubetzes, that piece, in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz, writes the following great Chiddush. If this Svara is Divrei Harav, then the Ritva is 100% right. Lifnei Iver is sufficient. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes suggests. If it's just Divrei Harav, so the Torah says no. It matters whether the Torah says no because this is an inherent Isser, or whether this is a secondary Isser of Lifnei Iver. The Torah says don't do so. That's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Peretz writes. If you're working with Lifnei Iver, that's enough for Divrei Harav. But the Shita Mekubetzes writes a very great Chiddush. If you're working with the Gzeiras HaKosuv, then you can distinguish as Tosfos does. The Gzeiras HaKosuv is Shchutei Chutz, Tvicha, Mechira. There you're dealing with a case where the Shliach is Bichlau Sahavera. The Shliach is included in Shchutei Chutz, the Shliach is included in Me'ila, the Shliach is included in Tavach HaMachar. And the Psukim tell us, in some cases yes, some cases no, but B'med Dvaram Amurim, when you the Shliach are included. But if it's just based on the Svara of Divrei Harav, Lifnei Iver should definitely be sufficient. That's a Shita Mekubetzes, that's a very great Chiddush. That according to the Ritva, Divrei Harav is the compelling force. Not according to Tosas. Again, if that's true, again, the Ritva writes in our Gemara, though, again, that Lamaskana, even Beshogeg, because we reject Divrei Adivrei Atama Divrei Mishomim. Perhaps another possibility is the following, right, linking to what we discussed in earlier Shiur about Lifnei Iver. To what extent is Lifnei Iver considered to be an Isser Prati or an Isser Klali? To what extent is Lifnei Iver considered to be Migufo Shalavera? One could understand this in two very different ways. Maybe Lifnei Iver is just simply an Isser of provocation. And which Isser you are provoking that individual to violate is not really critical. That's really not relevant. It's the same Isser of Lifnei Iver whether I'm provoking one to eat Machalos Asuros or provoking another to be Machalos Shabbos. Or maybe one could argue that's not true. That Lifnei Iver means that a person becomes a shutaf in Maisa Avera. It's an Isser Prati. It takes on the characteristics of the Avera that you're trying to provoke. If you look in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Beis, and Daf Yarif, we've discussed in earlier Shiurim, a fascinating machlokas, the Balamor and the Mochamos, whether Lifnei Iver of Yeharek Vayavor is Yeharek Vayavor. Don't that a person is threatened, provoke an individual to violate one of the averos hachamuros, and if you don't, I will kill you. Does lifnei take on the characteristics of that avera hachamura to assume it's yarag v'yavor? The Balamor assumes that yes, lifnei has the status of the avera at hand. Lifnei of chilul Shabbos is more chomer. Lifnei of nevela. And the Ramban seems to argue that that's not true. One of the possible explanations of this Balamor Mochamos is exactly this point. According to the Balamor in Nisr Prati, according to the Ramban, right, in Yisr Klali, is the Chiyu become one becomes a Shutuf in the Maisa Avera, or is Yisr just simply one of provocation? Mesecha Shabbos, and the Mishnayos, the Tosfos Rabbi Kveger, printed the Mishnayos of Shabbos. Rabbi Kveger raises this issue. The first Mishnah of Shabbos tells us the following. Let's assume, for example, you have one person that does Nakira, Shin Rishus, and he does Lanach, he does everything. And all I did was stick out my hand, and he placed the object into my hand. So the Mishnah says, the Ani Yisraev, the Balabai, he says, Potter. He did everything, he didn't do anything at all. If I would take the chafetz and do the hanacha, he did the akira, I did the hanacha. But if he'll do everything, it's just that he places the object in my hand, that's his hanacha, into my yad. So in such a case, I'm potter. So the Ran writes the following issue. What do you mean potter? But you're innocent. You're innocent. You're not innocent. The fact that you stretched out your hand and allowed him to place the chafetz in your hand, isn't that an iser lifnei iver? By doing so, he is Mechal Shabbos. So the Ran writes, Eino Chinami, right? When the Mishnah tells us that you didn't do anything wrong, it means Midin Shabbos Kamar. It means that is not your act of Hotzah, but Eino Chinami, you did violate an Isra, Lifnei Iver. The Mishnah didn't say you're at Tzadik Gamor. The Mishnah is talking about the details of Hotzah. If you didn't do the Akira, you didn't do the Shinar Shus, you didn't do the Hanacha, then you are not the Mechal Shabbos. Doesn't mean that you're the Tzadik Gamor. Right? You participate in his Chilul Shabbos. That shouldn't have been done. So the Tos Rabbi Kveger, the opening Mishnah Shabbos, writes the following: V'yesha filo nafkamina l'gabi mumar. There's a big difference. If it's lifnei iver, it's lifnei iver. But if you were to be the one who was Mechal Shabbos, then a mumar Mechal Shabbos is a mumar Mechal Torah Kula. In other words, that lifnei iver of Chilul Shabbos is not dino kemumar. That's a secondary iser. Mashen kein when it comes to one who would participate in an act of Chilul Shabbos itself. There are many, many possible nafkaminas in this regard. But this is also relevant to this issue. Perhaps the machlokas between Tosus and the Ritvas, where Lif Neiver is sufficient to label you as a Bar Chiyuva, could revolve around this issue. To what extent is Lif Neiver considered to be Nisr Prati? Is it considered to be Nisr Kloli? Is it just Nisr provocation? Or does it become Shutuf in my Savera? And part of that my Savera is attributed to you because without your involvement it wouldn't have happened. There's a fascinating machlokas achronim. There seem to be diukim in the Rishonim, but it's explicitly machlokas achronim. The Gemara has some kedushin earlier in Daf Lamed Beis. You'll take something, right, and you'll rip it up, right, in someone else's face. Why do so? The Gemara says in order to test their character. No, a father does that to a son to test the son's composition, his demeanor, his attitude. Is he easily angered? Does he have a temper? The Gemara says, how can you do that? V'dima karosach, maybe the son will become angered. V'kavra lifnimer l'sitein mechshol. No? Maybe the son will start yelling at the father. He'll hit the father for what happened, and all of a sudden, as a result of what the father did, he provoked the son. So the Gemara says, dilma karosach, dilma karosach. You know, somewhat of an ambiguity in the Gemara, no? Let's say, for example, a person places the stumbling block in front of the person. I do my best to provoke you to violate an iser. And you know what? You just walk right around it. Now you withstand. The nazir is there. I toss the yayin to the nazir, and he doesn't drink. Did I violate an iser lifnei iver? No? Did I provoke? Absolutely yes. But is the Isser just the din klali of provocation? Sima samichshol? Is that the geder Isser? Or do you assume that no, more is necessary? When there is an Avera, now I take a step back and ask myself, who is responsible for this Avera? So the question is, the Os Avera, sure, but maybe the one who facilitated the Avera. But if there is no Avera at all, maybe the whole question doesn't even surface. It's a very fascinating issue when it comes to Lifnei Iver, no? When the Gemara says, Dilma Karasach, what exactly does that mean? If the child would become angered and do something inappropriately, then the father violates Lifnei Iver? Or does it mean, no, the provocation itself is forbidden, that says Lifnei Iver, because of the possibility that that in fact will happen? How do you read that, Gemara, in Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis? Dilma Karasach, V'kavar Lifnei Iver, L'sitei Mirshom. Yezam, Mufurish Shemach Lokas HaPoskim. The Chaznish assumes in Yerodei and Simon Samach Beis that there's only an Isser Lifnei Iver if the Avera was committed. And now it's a question working backwards. Who had a hand in this Avera? Well, if you threw the wine to the Nazir and he drank, that's Lifnei Iver. This is also what you find in the Tshuvas of the Pnei Yeshua in Choshen Mishpat and Simon Tes. And this is against the Achiezer. Achiezer is found in Chela Gimel, Simon Samach Hei, that even if the Nazir doesn't drink, the provocation alone is considered to be the Avera. Perhaps this issue, a pretty critical issue, could depend on these tzadim. If it means in Isser Prati that you're a Shutaf and Maisa Avera, very mistabra to assume that you have to begin with an Avera. Then you can work backwards and say, you know, to who do we attribute this Maisa Avera? But if the Isser is one simply a provocation, in such a case, one could argue that that alone is considered to be Lifnei Iver. That the Chazon Ish assumes only if the Avera is committed is there an Isser of Lifnei Iver. Interesting possible Chiddush. That case in the Gemara, Vavadazar Davavim Adveiz, the Nazir is on the other riverbank. Right, and I go ahead and I toss the Nazir the Yayin. Right, and the Yayin, right, is there, now he drinks it. So what happens in that case? So I violated an Isser of Lifnei Iver. And what did the Nazir violate? The Nazir drank the wine. Well, how many Averas did the Nazir violate by drinking the wine? No? So that's an interesting possibility. Did he violate the Isser of Shtiyas Yayin? Obviously, right? But according to the Chiddush, the Chazon Ish, the Pnei Yeshua, did the Nazir violate Lifnei Iver by drinking the wine? It's an interesting issue, no? Because as a result of his being Shoseh, now the Moshit violated Lifnei Iver. And if he wouldn't, he would have walked away from it? No Isser whatsoever, no? Is that true? Right? That you can have Lifnei Iver of Lifnei Iver, that the Shoseh would violate two Isurim. Moshe B'Sham, the Gemara, the Shoseh violates Isser Shtiyas Yayin. Right, and the Moshe violates Isser of Lifnei Iver. Maybe that's not true. Maybe the Nazir violates Isser of Lifnei Iver because that's Mamish Tri of Adonara. No, if he drinks, he violates, doesn't drink. No Isser whatsoever. Interesting. Remind me on a Thursday, I'll give you some Marmakamos. So Lifnei Iver of Lifnei Iver. No, that's a relevant issue. Now, Tosfos is bothered by the following. There's a great Chiddush that the Ramban writes. Also found that Sugya in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud. The Kohen says to Yisrael, "Say v'kadesh liisha grusha." That's the case we're dealing with in Gemara. So Ravina says in that case that yesh shliach ledvar avera because he's not a bar chiyuva. And Rav Sama says that no, ain't shliach ledvar avera because he boy avad, he boy lo avad. Good. And the case is again Kohen sha'amar li Yisrael, Kohen sha'amar li Yisrael. Why does it say Kohen sha'amar li Yisrael? What happens if the shliach was a kohen? The shliach has to be Yisrael. And what if kohen sha'amar l'kohen say v'kadesh liisha grusha? What would happen in such a case? So the Tosfos writes in the sugya that in that instance, everyone would agree in shliach l'dvar aveira. Even Ravina would agree. Ein shliach devar avera. Because if the shliach is a kohen, nus, that's bar chiyuva. B'davka nakat megamara. Kohen sha'amar li Yisrael. Say v'kadesh li Yisha grusha. That we alluded to yesterday. That also is a very great chiddush, no? What does it mean, bar chiyuva, no? Bar chiyuva. It means in the broadest sense. There's also an isser for me to marry a grusha. Is that really what it means? I would have argued something very differently. That no, bar chiyuva means that this act is my avera. The case of the Rambam, Tavach b'Shabbos, that's your Chilul Shabbos. So, Divra Tam, Divra Mishomim. What Tosfos assumes a very great Kiddush, the fact that you are Bichlal HaYisr, even though, B'Maisazu, there's no Aveir on the Shliach, he's not doing anything wrong other than carrying out the Shlichus. That's different from all other cases. In the case of Mi'il, it means the Shliach Ma'al. In the case of Tavach HaMachar, the Shliach does the Ma'isa Tvicha. In the Rambam's case of Chilul Shabbos. Here, it's not my issue at all. It's not my Avera. Yet Tosfos assumes that that's sufficient. And that's why the Gemara says, Kohen Sham Li Yisrael. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban is found in the Chedushim above Metzia, and the Ramban is found in Shittim Kobetzes above Metzia and Afirum Abayis. That according to Ravina, even if it's Kohen Sha'amar LeKohen, say Bekadesh Deisha Grusha, we still say Yesh Shliach LeDvar Aveira. Because there's no Aveira on the Shliach. Well, if it's not an Aveira for me, then we attribute it to the Meshaleach. The Shliach is not marrying the Grusha himself. So why does the Gemara say Kohen Shamali Yisrael? According to Rambani Nachinami, according to Ravina, the halach would be the same if it's Kohen Shem al Kohen. Paul Shabshat, the reason the Gemara says Kohen Shem li Yisrael is the following. This is a chiddush within Rav Sama. The Rav Sama maintains, even when it comes to a Yisrael, who has no link to the Avera whatsoever, even then we assume Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera. I'll leave it to Rav Sama. But according to Ravina, you need a bar chiyuv. It doesn't mean a din klali, you need a bar chiyuv. It means that if the shliach performs the ma'is avera latzmo, so in such a case, the name shliach l'dvar avera. That's against Tosfos. Ramban writes that according to the Bif Ravina, even Kohen Sha'amar L'Kohen Acher, Tzei V'Kadesh Li'Yisha Grusha, then we assume Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. It was good in the broadest sense, you're Chayiv. Yeah, but this isn't your issues. And therefore, that's insufficient. We've discussed in a very, very different context. Now, in the context of Shomei Kona. Shomei Kona and Yatzamotzi, you require Mechuyah B'Dover, the Sigin Rosh Hashanav Chavtes. You require a mechuyah b'davar. We discuss it when it comes to Kedushin, no? But how does the Masada Kedushin require the Berachas Eirusin? The Ram writes the Berachas HaMitzvah. But the Masada Kedushin is Motzi the Chasan. Because as long as you mechuyah b'davar, Motzi is from Deicha Basan. You pointed out that's a Kiddush. What do you mean? Mechuyah b'davar? Mechuyah b'what? No, you're obligated in this issues? No. You're obligated in issues in the broadest sense. Just as a mashal, the Rambam writes, that's sufficient to consider you a mechuyah b'davar. That was against the Shulti HaGiborim in the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that says that you can't apply a Shomei HaKona to the bracha on Pidin HaBen, because what does this Pidin HaBen have to do with a Mavarech? What if the Mavarech had a Bechor, he also would be chayav in Pidin HaBen? That's true, but in this Pidin HaBen, your mamash in a mechuyah b'davar. Mashain Kain, you're dealing with Kriyas HaMegillah, Tekiyas Shofar, Kiddush, where we're all obligated here and now in the mitzvah. Then Yatza Motzi. But what do I have to do with your Kiddushin or your Pidyon HaBen? Now that links in with this issue of Tosfos and the Ramban who writes, in such a case, that's called Eino Mechuyav HaDavar. And therefore, Yesh Shliach LeDvar Avera, according to the view of Ravina, an important Chiddush. There is the Mishnah Melech. That's the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Malva Velova, Perakei Halacha Yedalet. It goes on for pages, but the first paragraph of the Mishnah Melech quotes a fascinating case. Sounds somewhat unbelievable. That let's assume you have Yisrael who wants to borrow money. And he is willing to borrow money, beribis. So he appoints a shliach. That's the case of the Mordechai. Yisrael sha'asa shliach luvos mos beribis mi Yisrael acher. So the Yisrael is the lova, Yisrael is a malva, but there's a middleman, there's a shliach. So the shliach goes ahead and borrows the money from the malva. And the original lova, the mishaleah, gave him the most ribbis. Here's the money, pay the guy, here, give him the extra, right, $10 for this loan. So what's the story with that issue? Is that considered to be a halvava ribbis? See, this is similar to our case in the following sense. Would that meet the requirement of Ravina? According to the Ramban, one would argue that, what do you mean, in this case, Yesh Shliach LeDvar Avera. Because the middleman, the Yisrael, this is not his loan. Of course he's obligated in a halvav ribis. Yeah, that's true. But that's not good enough. It means that this was the avera of the shaliach. It was his chilul Shabbos. It was his tvicha mechira. It was his meila. This is not his halva. This is not his issa ribis. He was just working as a shaliach. So according to Ramban, in such a case, one would argue that Yesh Shliach LeDvar Avera in that instance, no? Good, the Yisrael also is not allowed to borrow money beribis, but this is not his halva, he's not the love. So in such a case, according to Ramban, Yesh Shliach LeDvar Avera, and therefore what's happening here? The malve is the malve, the original love is the love, this middleman is just a middleman, the shliach, and this is a halva beribis. And the Mishaleach is responsible because Yesh Shliach LeDvar Avera. That's similar to a case of a Kohen Shomer LeKohen. No? What would you say, however, according, let's say, to Tosus, according to Rov Rishonim, who disagree with Ramban? It's only Kohen Shomer LeYisrael, because the Yisrael is completely excluded from the Sisser entirely. But if it was a Kohen Shomer LeKohen, the fact that you are in the broadest sense Bichlal HaIsser, that is enough to label you as a Bar Chiyuv, even though this Kedushin is not your Isser, but still you're Bichlal Osa HaVera, then you should apply the principle of Ein Shliach LeDvar HaVera. Ein Shliach LeDvar HaVera. What does that mean, Ein Shliach LeDvar HaVera? So the Mishnah Melech writes a great Chiddush in the name of the Mordechai, unbelievable. Take a look, it's the first paragraph. Malva Velova Hey Yudalit. Pretty great Chiddush. So here we say Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera. So what does that mean? So when the Malva gave the money, who's the Love? Who's the Love? The Mishaleach? No, Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera. There's no link any longer between the Mishaleach and the Shliach. When the Malva handed over those thousands of dollars to the shliach. You know what the Mordechai writes? A pretty unbelievable chiddush. The malve is the malve, the shliach is the love. What, the mishaleach is the love? What's the link between the mishaleach and in shliach the dvar aver? Interesting chiddush. And who paid this ribbis then? How did the malve get the ribbis? Who paid the ribbis? The mishaleach. So you know what the Mordechai writes? That's mutter. Because ribis is only milove lemalve. That's the chiddush that the Mishnah Melech writes. Very great chiddush. The iser of ribis is lo asrato. The Rambam writes ala ribis haba milove lemalve. If you hold in such a case, yesh leach the dvar avera, the mishaleach who is paying the ribis is the love. If you hold ein shliach the dvar avera, in such a case, the Mordechai writes that's not true. Unbelievable chiddush. Now, kosav haMordechai. That's what the Mishnah Melech writes. B'shem Rashi, shari li Yisrael lemeima li Yisrael chavrei lech ulevei li mos miploni Yisrael v'gam tavilo haribis. That is not considered to be ribis, which is going from lova to the malva. V'imi shum shulchu shalom kamosa. What do you mean? Ein shliach the dvar avera. Unbelievable chiddush. The Mordechai writes, "Ve'ein lefarsim hadavar." That's how he concludes. No, this is a way to circumvent the dina ribis by invoking the halacha of ein shliach the dvar avera. Pretty unbelievable chiddush. But that's linked with the Ramban and Tosfos in our sugya. Why the Gemara mentions koin sha'amar li Yisrael? We'll have to discuss a further issue. That's the following. Tosfos writes about Vetzina Fyudim Abeis, Dermaschal Isha. Take a look at that Tosfos. What would happen regarding a katan? Let's assume that I empower a katan to do a dvar avera. No, the next case in the Gemara is Hakafa. No, person says to Nisha, Akfi Lakatan. Right, it doesn't meet the requirement of Ravina, Bar Chiyuva, but it does meet the requirement of Rav Sama, Iboyavir Biloava. What would happen in the following? Omar Lakatan Lahaki Frosha Shogado. What would happen in that particular case? And what would you say in such an instance? No? If the middleman is the Katan, would you assume yesh shliach l'dvar avera, ein shliach l'dvar avera? I in charge a katan to do, and the katan does so, carrying out my order. So what would you say in such a case? So Tosfos writes, but mitzida if you know beis rask lisha, no, in that case, well, of course ein shliach l'dvar avera. Why ein shliach l'dvar avera? Because the katan is not a bar hachiv shlichus at all. Ein shlichus the katan. That's what Tosfos assumes is Davar Pashut. That if you're dealing with a katan, ain shlichus lakatan. So obviously, ain shliach the dvar avera. So take a look carefully at the Tosfos and Shuas and Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaskil Va'al. The Tosfos and Shuas disagrees. See, what Tosfos writes sounds very mistaber, no? You're dealing with shlichus. No, you need someone who is ikavetoras. You need a bar hachi. You need a bar das. So in such a case, if dealing with the katan, ain shliach ledvar avera categorically. How could you disagree with that? For shlichus ledvar avera, do you need a bar das? Is that really true? What's the whole starting point of this again? A chatzer is mishum shlichus. How can that be? Ein shliach the dvar avera? So the answer is Ravina and Rav Sama. A chatzer can work as a shliach the dvar avera. So is a katan going to be worse than a chatzer? See, the svar of the Gemara seems to be the following, that the more one can assume that this will automatically occur, the more reason to assume yesh shliach the dvar avera. So if a katan is lav bardas, so therefore, that tilts in which direction? Yesh shliach or ein shliach? It also says, a katan lav bardas, ein shlichus the katan, period. But maybe one could argue the exact opposite should be the case. That if the katan is a lav bardas and is not utilizing discretion, so isn't that more of a reason to assume that the katan is just a tool of the mishaleach? And therefore, yesh shliach the dvar avera. A chatzer is a bardas. What a chatzer is A bar hachi, a chatzer azika b'taras. So that's an interesting question. When it comes to shlichus in the other realm, shlichus for kedushin, gerushin, mitzvahs, yeah, don't we require a bar chiyuva, ika b'taras? Don't we require a bar hachi, a katan is la bar shlichus ninu? Is that true when it comes to shlichus the dvar avera? Where here, perhaps the svara pshuta could be is that the more it seems to be an automated process, that there should be shlichus. It's only if I'm a bar chiyuv and I'll say no, then mishomim. So the less das that the katan has, perhaps is more of a reason to attribute that to the mishaleach. So take a look. These are today's and tosas. Right, the Tosfos above Metzia that assumes the Debra Poshut, that a katan cannot be a shliach at all. And take a look at the Tosfos, just see the diuk in Tosfos. And Shuas, right, Gimel Malav Dermaschel Va'al, in order to see how that could fit as well. An interesting chiddush. If you take a look, once you see the Tosfos at that Nesivas I mentioned earlier, in Kufpei Beis. Nesivas in Kufpei Beis addresses this issue, the role of katan, when it comes to the sugya of shlichus the Dvar Avera. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm going to be away a little bit. Amir Tisham, the next year will be on Monday. Okay, I'm not going to go shir tomorrow on Sunday. And we'll continue with the Sukkot Shlichus HaDvar Avera.